Questions in such tests may ask a candidate to describe their behaviour in hypothetical situations, dealing with an angry customer, for example. The suggested answers may all be plausible, apologise profusely, fetch a manager, and so on, so there is no obviously right answer. Nevertheless, the aim is to build a profile of the candidate to see if they have the right character traits for the job. People are generally judged on the basis of five characteristics with the acronym OCEAN for openness, conscientiousness, extroversion or introversion, agreeableness, and neuroticism. The ideal characteristics can be surprising. It turns out that introverts are the best train drivers as they seem to pay more attention to details such as safety procedures and can cope with spending long periods of their time on their own. Extroverts do not make the best call centre employees because they can spend so much time chatting to customers that they don't get much done. The most useful trait among such workers, according to Steve Fletcher, an occupational psychologist, is assertiveness. This enables them to deal with more calls. These tests are used to assess senior managers as well as new hires. Along with OCEAN characteristics, testers are also looking for what is known as the dark triad: psychopathy, narcissism, and Machiavellianism. Factors that can make people successful as junior managers may limit their ascent. Candidates who are good with detail turn out to be obsessive micromanagers. People who flourish in sales may have an excessive need to be the centre of attention. A large majority of big companies use these tests, but they are hardly perfect. Paul Flowers, the former head of Co-op Bank, a British lender, passed his psychometric test with flying colours, according to testimony at a parliamentary inquiry. But he was later ousted in a sex and drug scandal that led him to be dubbed the Crystal Methodist. Mr. Johnson says the tests can be useful, but only in conjunction with aptitude tests and structured interviews. That probably won't save candidates from having to take these tests in future, because they winnow down the list. But at least they beat the old-fashioned method. Drop half the applications in the bin and pick from the other half.